Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 206, and it's entitled The One That Got Away. Now, for any of you here for the first time, what's this podcast about? Happy and Single is about helping you love and enjoy your life while you're single. It's about helping you find happiness, purpose, and fulfillment now instead of waiting until someday to be happy. And so today our episode, you know, is 206, and it's entitled The One That Got Away. Now, I think every one of us, we have thoughts about one person that from our past that we're like, oh, what if that was it? Like, what if that was it? Guys, if that was it, then you would be together. I mean, I really do believe that everything that's meant to work out will work out perfectly. I mean, I've heard stories where somebody, you know, meets and dates and then nothing happens. And then 20 years later, like, they get together. So I'm not saying, like, the one that got away is not helpful. Why? Because you have no idea what a hypothetical future would have held whatsoever. And it's not great to spend your time worrying and wasting about that. You know, even if somebody is coming back around in your life, you know, and I've heard from plenty of people, like, you know, stuff like, oh, I felt really strongly about this and it didn't work out, but it's going to work out. Even if that were the case, I would still tell you, press forward. I wouldn't tell you to date any girls that you don't want to date. I would just say, press forward, get engaged in life. You know, it's interesting because I've been writing a book for a while now. And some people talk about going into the zone. Like, oh my goodness, the zone is such a sacred place. Like, once you get there, you just don't want to leave. What I have found is when I just engage in the writing that I'm working on in that moment, that when I stop overthinking everything and I just slow down and I creep forward. Like, I've really enjoyed that idea lately of just kind of creeping forward. But that'll probably be a different podcast. But just slowing down. Guys, you all have so much opportunity around you. Like, how much does it help you thinking, oh my goodness, the only person that I was ever going to be with got away? That just doesn't seem like a great thought for me. You know, it's like, oh my goodness, that was the one. Actually, you know, interestingly enough, something that I experienced and, a little while ago, I was making calls, and one of the things I'll do when I've got spots open in my coaching practice, which I've got a few now, is I'll just start calling people and I'll start letting them know, hey, I do coaching. I help people achieve their seemingly impossible dreams. If you know anyone, then send them my way. And I'll just kind of start from, you know, the top of my phone directory, and I'll just go through them. You know, well, I came across a name in the phone that was like, oh, do I want to call this person? Do I not want to call this person? It was a person that I used to have romantic interest in. And, you know, and this has been years and years and years. But, like, and so for whatever reason, I actually did end up just calling them. And, oh my goodness, I was hoping for their, like, machine. You know, because I kind of operate by the principle, you know, I'm just going to throw stuff out there and whatever good stuff is going to come back is going to come back. Actually, it's kind of like a boomerang. You think about it. You throw great stuff out in the world and whatever's meant to come back to you comes back. Yeah, I like that. Call that the boomerang effect. And so anyways, I was talking to this person on the phone. Well, so first of all, when they actually answered, and I was hoping to just leave a message. And I haven't talked to this person in a long time, right? And, you know, we're friends, and, like, you know, there was no bad feelings or anything. Oh my goodness gracious. I was so in my head as I talked to them. But it actually turned out kind of cool. And it turned out that, you know, there were some things that I could share with them that were helpful to them at that time in their life. You know, they were starting to explore some things that I knew some things about, and we had a good conversation and left it at that. But oh my goodness gracious. Well, the thing that, I mean, the reason I'm probably like saying that even now is I can't believe I actually called them. You know, but who knows? Like, we never know the impact of, you know, anything we do. You know, I was listening to a talk by Kalani Sitake, the football coach for BYU. And I was listening to him, and he talked about this amazing experience, life-changing experience that he had, where this football player came to his elementary school and just walked up and gave him this big hug and told him everything was going to be okay. And it was like life-changing for him. The thing I love the most is he asked the person about it later, about it, and the person that gave him the hug didn't remember. And the reason I love that is because we can go and we can do so much good in the world, and we can have no idea. It's not going to be like that moment, like, Joseph, this was the moment that you changed their life forever. You know, it's not going to be like that at all. Sometimes, like, we have these really cool experiences, and maybe it won't be till the next life that we find out about any of them, you know? And it's like, hey, you remember this thing that you did on that day that you were having a really bad day? Yeah, this totally changed that person's life, and they went on to do amazing and wonderful things in the world. That's kind of cool to think about, right? Okay, so back to the point, though. So after I got off the phone with this person, I sat and I thought about it, and I'm like, you know, it's really interesting. We did. We had a really good connection. You know, could something have worked out? Maybe. Like, I don't know. It might have. And at the same time, I did meet somebody after that that I had much stronger feelings for. Yeah, so it's like, oh my goodness, this was the one that got away and I can't believe, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, yeah, sometimes we need to have more of a vampire voice, like, it's the blah, 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 blah. Like, don't even listen to it. Don't even listen to the noise in your head, because it's all lies. If I was a loving Heavenly Father, am I going to walk up to anybody and be like, hey, Tom, so here's the deal. I just want you to know that the one got away. So you're in trouble. Like, you were absolutely gypped for life. Yeah, there's just no one else. I mean, they got away. That was the one. I had one shot for you, and you blew it. You blew your one shot, Tom. What were you thinking? Of course, Heavenly Father is not like that. You know, he is constantly, he is a God of second chances and third chances and millionth chances. Just because even if you did miss one that was amazing for you, Heavenly Father is going to give you one that's just as amazing. And so, and sometimes we do, and I am not the only one that does this. I know plenty of other people, and again, myself as well, do this. We feel like, oh my goodness. And it's usually, here's the trick though. You know, because as we've talked about on this podcast many times about having a low mood or a high mood, when I'm in a low mood, anything that happens can set me off. When I'm in a high mood, it takes a little bit longer. When I'm in a low mood, you better believe that every little rabbit hole that I've ever dug can look like a very inviting place to go back to. And you start digging through some of those rabbit holes and you're just in a bad way. So, like, just notice if usually these feelings of, oh my goodness, what have I done? I have lost my soul. Like, I've lost the woman for me. Come when we're in a low mood. Heavenly Father has so many amazing opportunities ahead of you. And you just have to trust that. And you have, your job is to walk forward and engage in life. That's it. And to listen to the Spirit as it leads and guides and directs you. This idea that, well, I was thinking about some of the things, like, for me, of why I think certain ways. Well, you know, this is pretty common knowledge. So my dad shared this with countless people, so I'm pretty sure I'm okay sharing it. Dude, him and my mom, when they got engaged after two dates. You know, and then so people, you know, talk to me and they're like, why in the world would you ever think that you would just know that you met the person? Because that was exactly what happened with my parents. I mean, they knew ever so quickly. Like, you just, you know when you know. You know, so we get all these ideas in our head, but then we turn them into things. It's like, you know, and so we make up rules for how life works. There are times that I think in my head, because I do perform and act a little bit, oh my goodness, I'm going to get called last minute to go be in a show. Why in the world would I ever think that? Because this is a thought I have every now and then. Well, because like 10 years ago, actually, I guess it's been like 15 or so now, I literally was called last minute. And they said, hey, there's a show out in the Midwest near Omaha, Nebraska. They really, really need a lead. Are you available? And I was just laughing about this the other day. Like, oh, that's why I constantly have that thought in the back of my head. And so it's like, I got to be prepared. I got to be ready for the show that's probably not going to come. But we make up all these rules, and we make up all these rules about the one. And here's what I would tell you. It is not helping you to focus on one that got away. Whether it was the best choice for both of you, whether it wasn't the best choice for both of you, none of that matters. None of it matters. Because there's nothing you can do about it. People make choices. People have agency. And sometimes people make horrible choices. And sometimes they pay for them. Actually, we all pay for our choices. You know, like, the quicker we learn, the happier our lives are. But guys, if you're sitting there and struggling about, oh my goodness, did the one get away? They didn't. They really didn't. So, and again, even if they're going to come back around in some other time or some other place, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of countless stories. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is this present moment and what you're going to do with it. I mean, do you have hopes? Do you have dreams? Do you have things that you want to do? Like, I really do. I think so many times, the one that got away is just a thought. Oh my goodness, the one got away. Okay. Why is that a problem? You know, I'm learning more and more lately that stuff just isn't a problem. The one got away. Okay, even if they did, what are you going to do about it? Well, what are you going to do about it? It's just thought that appears in your head that, especially in a low mood, we can turn that tiny little marshmallow man into a giant marshmallow man that haunts our lives and torments us and chases us. That doesn't sound like very fun. So I want you to know that. I was just looking at my computer and I've got my podcast host in front of me. And it was funny because it has my podcast overview. And then at the very bottom, it says Danger Zone. And I was like, huh, what's that? And it has a button you can actually delete your podcast. And it has warnings and everything. It's like irreversible and destructive actions. Tread lightly. Like, you know, block from directories. This will block your podcast. And then delete your podcast. Once you delete a podcast and its episodes, there is no going back. You know, it's like, it's just funny. Like, we go to the danger zone. And how do we know it's the danger zone? It feels off. Maybe when you start thinking about the one that got away, it instantly makes you feel bad. It's supposed to. I've been listening to, it's one of the guys from Rush. It's his biography, maybe Geddy Lee or something like that. But in there, he talks about, he's like, man, I was doing this thing and my instincts, like, it just felt awful. And I did it anyways. I went against my instincts and I paid for it. Well, guys, every one of us, we can have that danger zone. We can have that experience where it's like, hey, danger, hold up. What are you doing? Tread lightly. When you're in a low mood, tread lightly. You know, I was thinking about, you know, even with momentum, and it's like, oh, you know, in a basketball game, one team has momentum and the other team's trying to gain momentum. So if you have momentum, keep running with it. And if you don't, just get it. And get it by slowing down and engaging in slowly in whatever you want to intentionally. You know, so again, if you feel the one has got away, it's just a thought that's coming through your head that isn't helpful and not serving you. And the further you go down that staircase, the worse off it's going to be. But if you can immediately notice, oh, you know, like, this thought doesn't feel good that the one got away, and just come back up the staircase as quickly as possible, you're going to do a lot better. Guys, whatever you felt inspired to do as a result of listening to today, go do it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.